We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With 3 years, I'm figuring that there is guaranteed money there because you can't spread out the signing bonus far enough over 3 years to help this year. 3 years, there's a lot more money going into each year, a lot more accountability anyway. So if you guarantee so much every year, you can at least spread that out a little better.
Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. I feel comfortable playing Ed to intro our next guest because now they're teammates. It probably would have been weird if Ed was still with his, you know, the old newspaper in town.
Sure.
And then bring on Mark Caboli and say, "Hey, Mark, what do you think of what Ed said?" That would kind of be
uncomfortable,
no?
Yeah, that would be like a conflict to some degree, and we would be putting Mark in a weird spot, but now we're not.
Now these two are like Stallworth and Swan.
Who would be Stallworth and who would be Swan if you and Ed were those two?
Ed was in the Hall of Fame. Who got in the Hall of Fame first, Lynn Swan?
Yes.
So it's more like, you know, Lynn Swan and maybe Louis Lips.
You know, Louis Lips had a personality, Mark.
Louis Lips had a solid year, solid career, but not really a Hall of Fame worthy like Swan or Stallworth. I mean, maybe it's more fitting to say, you know, maybe I'm, you know, maybe I'm Tunch and he's Wolf. How about that?
Oh, wow.
No, other way around. He would be Tunch and I would be Wolf.
No disrespect to either one of those guys, but they're not in the Hall of Fame, so I think
you'd be throwing down the chaluchas left and right if you were Wolf.
I think Ed's got to be Dermani. I think he's got to have a plaque or a bust somewhere, Ed. I mean, he's in the Hall.
And if he's Dermani, who would that make me? Like Jim Sweeney?
I like that. Now we're getting somewhere.
Would it be it? Maybe Marvell Smith?
How about Fanica? You could, you could be Fanica.
Oh, I was a huge Fanica fan. Be honest with you, 1998 when he was drafted, I was still a young buck, and I was still into that phase of wearing jerseys of players, and I still have that jersey and wear it when I do some fantasy drafts, and it was a number 65 Alan Fanica jersey. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Not really, but...
No, I just wanted to sound agreeable.
I think it's extremely cool.
Mark, Ed talking there about guaranteed money in the deal. Why is that an important detail to this whole Ben extension conversation?
Well, guaranteed money, obviously, because, you know, he is 37, will be 38, 39, 40 by the end of it. And if something does happen, you know, injury-wise, he's at least be able to get his money. I mean, the more money you can get guaranteed, now, you know, I'm not breaking any news here, the better off you are. So, for the Steelers, of course, they want to spread it out as much as they can to, you know, just not absolutely decimate their cap. And that's why they typically tear up that final year and add, you know, make it a new three-year deal so they can give him it's probably going to be a good portion of guaranteed money, I would assume. And I would say that, that can be spread over 3 years. But you have to be pretty careful that you're thinking he's going to play out this contract, because you don't get that guaranteed money back. So if you give him, I'm just throwing a number out there, $35 million in guaranteed money right out front, regardless of how much, how many years it's spread out, that's still his money if he, you know, gets hurt and doesn't play anymore after, you know, week one this year. But he's no different than anybody else. You want your money guaranteed. You don't want any opportunity of moving on, them getting rid of you. And I'm quite sure that he probably tried to get some sort of, you know, clause in there of him being assured that he wouldn't be traded in some point as well here, because he wants to stay here. So I think that's why it took a little bit longer. But yeah, give me all the money I can right now.
Mark, we brought this up in the beginning of the show, so I wanted to run it by you. What do you think happens if the Steelers tack with this all along had been, we're going to let you play out the last year of your deal. If it goes well, we franchise you. If it goes well that year, we franchise you again.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, that can be used. But the Steelers, I mean, when they put the franchise tag into effect in 90, it was a 93 or so, I mean, that's not what it was meant to be. It wasn't meant to be able to, you know, maybe buy yourself some time to be able to sign a long-term contract. Right there, you're just manipulating the, you know, the thought of the deal of just trying to keep him around at a lower rate or a rate that's safe to you. So, I mean, in theory, would it be the best business decision for the Steelers? Probably. But you're risking some stuff, too, here. Do you really want to make your quarterback? First of all, you got rid of so much drama in these past couple of weeks. If you do that, all of a sudden there might be some more drama with the quarterback right there. So, I mean, the Steelers do things differently a lot of times, and people don't want to admit that. But, you know, when they sign guys to second contracts, they usually play out and get that money. Not every other team does that. So I think the concept of that franchise tag, that's not what it's meant to be. And I think, you know, you're talking about a 15-year guy who's a Hall of Famer. I don't know if you want to do that to your quarterback if it's not absolutely necessary. I could see placing it on him to buy some time to have an extension, but just to play out the, you know, give yourself some time just to be able to, cover your rear end. It just doesn't seem like it would be a really good thing to do to a quarterback.
Mark Caboli dropping a cover your rear end reference here with us from The Athletic. Yeah, it was well used. Do you think that, because this has come up with our listeners a little bit, do you think that this shows now that the retirement questions that Ben had in the past are gone?
Yeah, I think those retirement questions were all about one thing. And I think that was a lot to do with the offensive coordinator at the time. And right off of that Patriots game, he wasn't too thrilled with him. So he was just trying to use that as leverage. I mean, he'll probably never admit this to anybody, but he really never had any intentions on retiring. I mean, especially when you have this kind of money just waiting out here for somebody to give you. So I think that was just a ploy to get what he wanted in the situation at that time. And eventually he did get what he wanted, and he got the offensive coordinator out of here. So I don't think you have to worry about Roethlisberger coming up next year and say, that's it, I'm done. You know, I mean, in that case, you know, going back to the guaranteed money, if he does retire out of the blue next year, the Steelers can recoup that money if they choose to do so. They typically, I don't think they ever did that. I don't think they did that with Troy. I don't think they did it with some other guys as well. But, you know, in theory, they can go back and say, okay, you only played one of these years, you owe us $20 million back, pay up. So in his best interest, it's probably stay around for the next 3 years.
Mark, now I have to ask. Well, I have a couple questions off of the he never intended to retire, because that's always what I assume. Did the team draft Mason Rudolph because they were taking him seriously, taking him at face value, said they had a first-round grade on the guy and picked him, which led to Ben's famous did-they-screw-up-the-pick line, like on this very radio station? What was the rationale behind drafting a guy at that position that they claimed they had a first-round grade on?
Well, that was the thing. They thought he was they had the first-round grade on him, and when you have a chance to be able to grab somebody like that in the third round, they figure, what is that going to hurt you? But this Ben, what he said on your radio station about criticizing or questioning the Rudolph pick was probably legit, not to the fact that Rudolph's not a good player, but they could have really used somebody else in that spot to help them right now. And you look at it, Mason Rudolph's contract is up, guess what, same time as Ben Roethlisberger's. So where are you at? You probably wasted the pick. They probably tried to cover their rear end at that point, not knowing 100. I doubt it.
Like that just seems like a straight cause and effect thing to me, Mark. If the quarterback, even if they thought it was all along about Todd Haley, it still seems like they reacted like they had to, 1% of them had to take him seriously at face value there, and so they pick Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not necessarily you're drafting a guy to be your starter either, because at that point, Landry Jones was making around $2.5 million, and they really didn't know what they had in Josh Dobbs other than him being very erratic in preseason the year before. So at that point, if you're drafting the guy in the third round who could be a quality backup. I mean, you could think of their thought there. You do got a 36-year-old, 35-year-old quarterback at the time. Hey, backup quarterbacks aren't easy to find. He'll be a cheap version of one for 4 years as well, so that could have played into it.
But you can,
Mark,
you can understand if you're Mason Rudolph and you went into that draft last year thinking there was a chance, not a high one, but a chance, that you were going to get picked in the first round. Now, here you are thinking maybe best case scenario, you're a starting quarterback when you're 26 years old. I mean, this has got to be a tough day for him. Not only did he get beat out by Josh Dobbs last year, but now he's got to feel like he's never going to get a chance to start here, no?
No. I mean, do you look at it this way, too? You're going to play through your rookie contract regardless because it's cheap. Now he could be, signing a pretty, a lucrative deal. I'm not talking about $20, $30 million, but a decent second contract for never taking a snap and being – basically saying you're the starting quarterback.
Right, but I don't think guys like that, right? Wouldn't you rather play? I mean
he's been working on virtual reality machines.
Yeah, it was tough last year. I'm telling you, they didn't do him any favors whatsoever into helping him along when you don't have a quarterback coach, one of two other teams in the league that doesn't have a quarterback
coach. I don't get that.
You get very few reps. So you're basically saying, here's the virtual reality thing. Go up in floor two, room 27, knock yourself out. That didn't help his transformation from being a college quarterback to then. I think Rudolph has ability. I like to see him this year. He's a really nice guy, a guy that works really hard, and he does have some talent. But I don't know how you're right. Unless Roethlisberger gets hurt, I don't know where he's going to get any of those reps because, like I said, I mean, you have no quarterback coach. That might not mean anything to number seven, but I'm sure that could help Mason Rudolph out a lot there. But
I've always been confused by
that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, there's a reason for that. They allot so much money to the coaching staff, and then Mike Tomlin picks and chooses where he wants to use of that. So he makes Randy Fickner the offensive corner and quarterback coach. Then you can hire, an assistant offensive line coach, get rid of the outside linebacker coach, but then hire Terrell Austin as a defensive assistant. So he has a very specific amount of money he can spend that he has to divvy up into certain positions. So some of that has to do with the organization philosophy as well.
Mark, we'd be remiss if we didn't wrap up this interview with at least one question about the draft. You've got your mock-up on the Athletics website. Ed said he's retired from mock drafts. He's going to hand over the keys to the mock to you. So who do you think the Steelers will take with the 20th pick?
I agree with him. Those mocks are tough because, the Raiders do something goofy at 4, the Bengals do something crazy at 11, all of a sudden it throws everything off. But, at this position, I think Devin Bush will definitely be gone by 20. I don't think they'll move up to be able to get him. They'll have their choice of cornerbacks at that point, if whoever they want. I think they're going to flip a coin. Maybe not flip a coin. I know they like Greedy Williams pretty, a lot, just because of his size and his speed. So unless Devin Bush somehow does a plummet fall to him or gets to that 17 mark or 16 mark where they can go get him with doesn't cost a lot, I think they go Greedy Williams first round.
Mark, very quickly here, let's say Devin Bush is gone. Let's say Greedy Williams is gone too. And let's say it's the rest of the cornerbacks, and somehow Hockenson from Iowa has slipped all the way to 20. Do you think they would forego all need and say, we got to draft this guy that's this incredibly highly rated tight end?
Nah, I think they would go with Byron Murphy at that point because I think they think they're going to put more on Vance McDonald's plate this year, and let's see if he could be the Heath Miller that never comes off the field. I think they're putting a lot of eggs in the basket with him, so I don't think they would.
It's good that he doesn't have an injury history in light of all
that.
Yeah,
I mean, he was pretty good last year. I think he missed, 12 games in his career or something like that. But last year he was pretty healthy.
I'd like to just have somebody, embedded with Artie Burns on draft day. Maybe Starkey can get that assignment. Just kind of
Artie's
brain.
Artie, how does this feel? Byron Murphy, a Steeler, you headed for the unemployment line.
Oh!
Yeah, because what's he say? That's bird poop on a Triscuit.
Yeah, I don't think you can say many of Joe's actual sayings.
All right, Mark.
That's bird milk on a platter, Malzy.
We'll let you run. Thanks so much, man.
All right.
See ya. Mark Caboli. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder
Pony.
Reminds you to text responsibly.
Briefly, yes or no, if you have the choice between any corner on the board if you're the Steelers and Hockenson, who would you take if you were running that draft room?
I would take Hockenson.
So would I.
The elite tight end.
So would I.
We've got some numbers now on Ben. Jeff will have those for you in sports on his contract, so the details are trickling in to us here. We're going to talk to a draft expert, not so much on who's going to take who, but just tell us about these guys. Is Devin Bush better than Devin White? Who really is the best corner in the draft? Is there a pass rusher who might fall to the Steelers at 20? A lot of questions there. It's the PM team on 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.